This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Metro Denver firefighter was critically injured after falling 50 feet during a training session Wednesday. West Metro Fire Rescue says Jared Leonard was participating in technical rescue training in a steep, rocky area near Morrison. The 23-year veteran was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Leonard was listed in critical condition Wednesday afternoon. Colorado's tourist spending isn't growing like it used to. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Travel spending rose 2% to just more than $29 billion in Colorado last year, says a new report from Dean Runyon Associates. That's less than half the U.S. growth rate in travel spending. The report says Colorado is losing market share to other states. This year's data isn't available yet, but the lack of snow this winter and summer wildfires are expected to be a drag on tourism. Colorado Tourism Director Tim Wolf said during a webinar,
2026 is going to also be a tough year.
State officials say changes in federal policies are also weighing down tourism. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Monsoon season is leading to flooding along burn scars across the state. Wednesday night, flooding hit southern Colorado around Beulah and San Isabel. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office shared dramatic photos of flooded homes and roads and warned people not to drive through standing water. On the western slope, Red Mountain Pass between Ouray and Silverton remains closed after flash floods last night. In a social media post, the Ouray sheriff said 550 could be closed for, quote, an undetermined amount of time. Heavy rainfall Wednesday evening in the area of the Gold Mountain Fire also triggered flash flooding and evacuations along Cutler and Dexter Creeks north of Ouray. This is CPR News, 90.1 FM in Denver. In Denver today, mostly sunny skies, highs in the 90s. It's 8:06, and this is CPR News.